and welcome to Trend UK, your shortcut to popular culture from the British Council. In the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about modern manners. It's an argument that, on the face of it, has been going on between the generations for hundreds of generations. Older people can often be heard saying the youth of today lack the basics in good behaviour, and with newspapers and the media focusing on the antisocial activities of a minority of young people, it's easy for them to be branded with a negative stereotype. So, are British manners really getting worse? Our reporter Mark went to find out.
Well, I've come to a typical UK high street on a weekday to talk to the young mums and dads, business people, elderly people and students that are out doing their shopping. So we should get an interesting mix of views. Let's go see what people think. Excuse me, sir, would you say manners are getting better or worse in the UK?
I think they're getting worse. I think the standards are declining generally.
I think they are getting worse, but not terribly so.
Generally, in buses and trains, I think people's manners have improved in many ways.
There are cultural differences, so you might meet somebody from a different culture and your set of manners will be quite different to theirs.
Well, is it all a question of individual taste, or is there some common ground? With me here is Simon Fanshawe, author of a book called The Done Thing, all about modern British manners. Simon, what are the basic do's and don'ts?
I think one of the things that's confusing for people is when they come here is there appear to be hundreds and hundreds of rules, hundreds of things you should and shouldn't do. And the truth of it is most of them are about class. And lots of them are tripwires, actually, for people who don't know them. So what I tried to do in my book was take it back to some sort of first principle and say, look, there are anthropological reasons why we have certain kinds of manners. So I'll give you a very good example. In Britain, there are sort of two ways of holding a knife very broadly. And broadly speaking, the middle classes hold it with the index finger on the top, gripped in the hand, and working class people hold it like a pen. Entirely a class distinction, and people mercilessly exploit it if they want to. The truth of it is, the one way not to hold a knife at the table is clasped in your fist, raised, as if to kill your guest. And what does that tell us about eating? Well, what it tells us about eating is two things. It's never confuse your guests with either the food or the enemy. Don't eat them and don't kill them. That's about how you should hold your knife, because actually manners are really about the reduction of violence. There's a lot in there about reducing violence. So that's just an illustration of what one tries to do. So actually, when you look at real table manners, they're about people feeling comfortable with each other, sharing food around a table. Very important human thing.
And are things actually getting worse?
Very broadly speaking, we all rub along together pretty well, actually. We don't do so badly. The trouble with bad manners is that when you experience it, it completely occupies your field of vision, so you feel completely knocked back and rather hurt by somebody.
Should foreigners, say, comply with British manners when in Britain, or should they just be themselves?
Well, I think, one, they should be very gentle with us, because we're not terribly good at understanding that there are lots of different customs all around the world. So, you know, be gentle. But I think the thing where I would say to anybody going to any other culture, any other country in the world, number one, be curious. Ask yourself. The other thing is, don't think there's a right and a wrong way to do things in terms of little funny details. Always remember that fundamentals matter more than anything else. Please and thank you is a gift and a grace in any language. So treat people in the fundamental purpose of manners, which is to make life easier. If I can give you a definition of manners, it is the reduction of actual or potential violence between strangers. So always seek to defuse conflict. Always seek to reach out and offer yourself to other people. Always seek to open the door and let them through. Do those kind of things, because actually you'll find people love it and they'll respond to you.
Simon Fanshawe, it would be very bad manners of me not to say thank you for coming to talk to us.
Our reporter Mark, minding his P's and Q's there. And that's it for this time. Please remember that the opinions expressed in Trend UK are those of the individuals concerned and not necessarily the views of the British Council. Don't forget, you can keep up with contemporary UK by using our local British Council Information Centre or by checking our website www.britishcouncil.org. That's www.britishcouncil.org. Just follow the links under Contact Us. And while you're on the website, you can also update your English by checking out the words and phrases in the Trend UK online glossary. And tell us what you think by sending us a comment or voting in the online poll. But for now, from me and all the Trend UK team, bye-bye.